Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Y'all have great pulse of the city, and I really love listening to your show.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, it is Friday, and it is a huge, huge, huge Friday. Nick Caserio, live down the street at NRG in less than an hour. He's going to talk about the draft. 13 days from today is the NFL draft. 2 weeks from today, Nick Caserio scheduled to make his first pick as general manager of the Houston Texans. Now, I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know how you answer questions about who you like when there are over 60 teams in front of you, but Nick Caserio is going to do that. And rest assured, he will talk about Deshaun Watson, and he has had a lot to say about Deshaun Watson. We'll hear everything Caserio has said about Deshaun Watson leading up to that press conference. And you got to wonder, Figgy, there are 2 5-game losing streaks on the line today. The Houston Astros have lost 5 straight. Will they finally get a W against the Seattle Mariners? And at this press conference at 11 a.m., John McClain, who for 4 decades had the first question at press conferences involving the Houston Oilers and the Houston Texans. 5 straight pressers post-free agency without the first question. Will John McClain get that first question?
Landry
Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Speaking of Deshaun Watson, yesterday when Cecil Shorts was in, the 1 o'clock hour, I don't know if it led me to see the lights, but it led me to think that something that we've thought for a long time was inevitable might not make as much sense today as it did before. Could Deshaun Watson and the Texans actually make up? Could we see Deshaun Watson, with all of these legal battles going on, could we see the 25-year-old franchise quarterback who tried to force his way out of town before all this legal stuff came up? Would it make sense for the Texans and Deshaun Watson to make up and Deshaun Watson continue his NFL career with the Houston Texans? John McClain believes that a trade in 13 days before the draft is unlikely. If a trade doesn't happen, Deshaun Watson is likely going to be on the Texans roster. Now, does he show up to training camp? Who knows? Does he have a suspension? Who knows? Could there be criminal charges and that completely wipes all this conversation away? Possibly. But if he is on the Texans roster after 13 days, with off-season activities and with training camp, could we possibly see Deshaun Watson at the very least, whether he plays a snap in a real game or not? Is Deshaun Watson going to report to training camp? Here is Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk talking about the possibility of number 4 going down the street to NRG and participating in Texans training camp.
And the great irony of this would be,
if he's not tradable, because these civil lawsuits, 22 now and possibly more, have been filed and are moving through the court system, it's possible that the NFL would eventually put him on the commissioner exempt list. Don't be shocked if he shows up, if he scraps the plan to not report, because if he does report and gets put on the commissioner exempt list, he gets paid in full for 2021 and loses no money and doesn't have to play. This is his way of not playing for the Texans and still getting paid. And I'm sure the Texans will regard that as an unfair outcome, but that's how the paid leave procedures work. It just allows the NFL to not have players who are facing charges that have not yet been resolved on TV screens, and us in a position where we have to talk about them during games, after games, before games, throughout the season. It's a way to take the heat out of a hot kitchen, but it's also a way for Deshaun Watson to get paid at a time when he otherwise was not going to show up.
Now, money talks. So is Deshaun Watson willing, with everything he's had going on, with all the money he's lost? He's lost Nike endorsement, or it's at least on standby. It's on hold. He lost Beats by Dre. Reliant Energy wants nothing to do with them. HEB, that one hurts, wants nothing to do with them. So he's losing money. Is he going to lose more money by holding out? Furthermore, there are a couple questions on the text line. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are a loophole. 5165 says he wanted to leave, let him go. Wanted, I think, is the key word. Because initially, that is what Deshaun Watson wanted. But a lot of stuff has changed over the course of this process to where maybe Deshaun Watson, regardless of what does happen in this legal process, is going to have a different mindset on a lot of things. I believe that the posturing with the Texans and the desire, the passionate desire to get out of Houston, I think that was motivated by his camp. I think Deshaun was frustrated, like we all are and we all were, with how this organization functioned from April of 2019 to the end of 2020. And I think rightfully so. It was dog-butted. I mean, they stripped the core of the roster, and it was an absolute disgrace the way that King Bill and Jack Easterby ran this team. But what about now? What about now with everything going on with Deshaun Watson's motivation to get out? You heard talks about being legendary. You heard talks about expanding the brand. What if that's changed? What if Deshaun Watson now just wants to play football? He wants to repair his image, and he doesn't want to take on the pressure of going to a new city with new media, with new fans, with all the scrutiny that's going to come with that. What if he wants to stay here now? What if that has changed? Also on the text line, 713-572-4610, and I think you're getting a lot more of this, 5288. I want Nick Caserio to support Deshaun Watson so the relationship can be repaired. Can it be repaired? 713-572-4610. We'll hear from Nick Caserio in 53 minutes. The moment yesterday where I began to kind of see the light towards a possible reconciliation with Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans was when we got a phone call from a man named Wood. Shout out to Wood. Shout out to all the loopholes once again. Wood brought up an interesting perspective. Regardless of how you feel about what the Texans should or shouldn't do with Deshaun Watson, I thought Wood brought up an interesting perspective about the possibility of reconciliation between the two sides. This was Wood yesterday on In the Loop, and this is what kind of got my mind flowing and got me at least open to the possibility. It might be a small possibility, but at least an increased possibility of Deshaun Watson being a Houston Texan once again.
I want to let you know, Landry, if you and Lopez, y'all been talking about trading Deshaun, and even Lopez was talking about the possibility of cutting Deshaun. Doing these type of situations here, I'm looking at this like, this is my son, my daughter. They put themselves in a bad position. Now you got to handle this position. You got to deal with what's going on. You don't just disown your kids. We're not just going to disown Deshaun. What we're going to do is we're going to work through this. The organization, they need to reach out once again. Talking about the head coach, not Jack Easterby. When I'm on him reaching out, talking about the head coach, you need to reach out to Deshaun. Let him know. We know right now is a tough time. We know he's going through a lot of things. Now, when it comes down to his image, don't worry about your image, you know, and things like that. Don't worry about your endorsements, sponsorships, anything like this. Just like Ray Lewis, just like Michael Vick, what you're going to do is you're going to deal with the problem here, let the legal things go through. Then once you're going to come back, you're going to apologize to the young ladies and to everyone out here what's going on, that you really didn't realize it was going to go to this level. And now you're going to get back out here. You're going to start playing ball. You're going to let your abilities take over, and you're going to concentrate on playing football. Once you get back into the league after your suspension, then you're able to start mending those fences as far as endorsements. And it's going to take time, you know, and things of that nature. You know, your image, that is going to take a hit right now. But in time, you're going to show you're a better man for this. Look at Ray Lewis, the type of man he has become, you know, with all the things he had to go through. You know, same thing as Michael Vick. But the thing is, you have to let young people realize when you make a mistake, it's not the end of the world. You can't get through this. You just don't all of a sudden say, well, maybe we need to move on from Deshaun. Maybe we can still get something for him. Maybe we can cut him and move. No. What we're going to do is stick with him. Let him know we can move on.
Well, the problem is, and I agree with you because, you know, 25, you're far from a finished product. So I agree. But the problem is he'd moved on from the Texans before this even came up. So it's not like the Texans are all of a sudden just saying – we want nothing to do with him. We were talking for months about Deshaun wanting nothing to do with the Texans. He wasn't talking to them, and he wanted out.
I understand that part. And now Deshaun has to look in the mirror because he was in a glass house throwing rocks, you know, and things of this nature. Now he has to also understand he has to ask for forgiveness. He has to also ask people to forgive him. Now he has to come to the Texans and say, you know what? We all have made mistakes in our lives. You know, hey, I'm not looking to move forward anymore. I'm looking to stay right here and show that I can overcome all these things that have happened.
That's some good insight. I mean, that's a good perspective, and I think it's a unique way to look at things. 713-572-4610. A shout-out to Wood. Made me smarter yesterday, at least opened my mind to the possibilities. And he was so convincing that Cecil Shorts – and we joked with Cecil yesterday about being a spy because Cecil still does a lot of work with the Texans. But he'll come on here and he'll give his opinions. He believes that the Watson camp has been loose, to say the least. I'll lay out the evidence. I did some lab work, and I'll just prove to you, I promise you, in 8 minutes, 5 minutes, that the Deshaun Watson camp was behind this desire, this intense desire for Deshaun Watson to get out of town. I'll lay that out for you. But here's what Cecil had to say after he heard Wood. And I think this is very interesting, and this is something that you need to keep in mind when you're opening your mind and opening your thoughts to the possibility of Deshaun Watson returning. This is a guy very close to the Texans organization, Cecil Shorts, yesterday, talking about a potential making up between Deshaun and the Texans. Say what you just said again, Cecil.
If he separates himself from his camp, a few people in his camp, and turns the page, and he talks to the correct people over at NRG, right? With this whole scenario, it's 100% chance the Texans will have him back. No doubt about it. Because they never wanted him to go nowhere. They always want him as a quarterback. And they know how valuable he is to the franchise, just thinking business-wise, right? So if he says, sorry, I apologize, I had the wrong people in my circle. It's a lot going on right now. I just want to focus in on ball. Just really take away from all this stuff that's off the field. And I know what you guys have done for me. I'm grateful for you guys. If he goes up there and says that, they're going to be like, okay, let's play ball. No doubt about it.
There you go. That's Cecil Shorts. And that's very interesting. 713-572-4610. Didn't seem like it was possible. And again, anything can happen. We are 13 days away from the draft. We'll hear from Nick Caserio today. Maybe he'll tip his hand. But I'm a lot more open to the possibility of Deshaun Watson playing quarterback for the Houston Texans than I was, say, a month and a half, 2 months ago. Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you here on a Football Friday. Coming up, three reasons Deshaun staying with the Texans might make sense. And I'm going to prove to you, this is some lab work, I'm going to prove to you that the Deshaun Watson camp had a huge hand in the
ruined relationship between the Texans and the quarterback. Some lab work next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Deshaun Watson and the Texans making up. You're saying there's a chance. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Nick Caserio is speaking in 40 minutes. What will he say about Deshaun Watson? I think that's going to be interesting because there's been a transition of words from Caserio. I'm intrigued to hear what he's got to say. Also intrigued to hear what you got to say. 713-572-4610. Let's go to Colton. Colton, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, love the show. I just have one question. Deshaun Watson made a tweet not long ago saying loyalty is everything. If the Texans keep on remaining loyal to him, even throughout all this mess and whatever's going to happen, do you think they will make up like you're saying? And I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, I think it's possible. I also think if Deshaun Watson does do what I believe he needs to do, and I think Cecil Short said as much yesterday, and at least distance himself from his camp or separates himself from his camp, I think he's going to look at things completely different because I think there was a lot of pressure from his camp, specifically David Mulugeta, his agent, who's one of the best in the game, and other guys who I don't think are necessarily as good at what they do to try to generate as many headlines as possible and try to do something revolutionary. And I think David Mulugeta was looking at this as a potential chance to do something, much like Lou Brock did with free agency, or Kurt Flood, I should say. You might want to hit me with an RC there, Figgy. Race car! And be the first, you know, NFL player, franchise quarterback to force his way out of town and maybe expand the brand in New York or expand the brand in Miami. I think there was outside influence from his camp to get him out of town. And I don't want to make blanket statements. I'll just present the actual facts of the matter just to show you. First of all, we've heard Deshaun Watson in the past be overly defensive of the Houston Texans at times when I don't think they really deserved it. I don't think Bill O'Brien needed some sort of public support after the Kansas City game, but Deshaun Watson gave it to him. The same guy who didn't have a play, the same guy who traded for Laremy Tunsil too much, the same guy who would later on trade DeAndre Hopkins, Deshaun Watson went above and beyond to support Bill O'Brien. Deshaun Watson, to me, never seemed like a guy who was going to force his way out of town. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Deshaun Watson didn't say a single word during the offseason outside of what the caller just mentioned, a few rap lyrics. I think the camp was trying to do something revolutionary, and I think that guys that have latched on to Deshaun Watson, the Quincy Averys, who discovered him 2 years after he'd been committed to Clemson, who had a lot to say anytime a trade was made about the Deshaun Watson situation. I feel like they were enjoying the clout and they were enjoying the drama that was elevating throughout this whole process. I think Brian Burney of Athletes First, you've heard a lot about them. You've heard Rusty Harden mention Athletes First. You've heard Tony Busby call them arrogant jackasses in the Washington Post. I think guys like that had a big hand in a lot of this drama. Does Deshaun Watson seem like the guy that's not going to answer the phone when Nick Caserio calls on his own accord? You followed him as long as I have, Figgy. Does Deshaun Watson seem like a guy that no matter how he feels, that if Nick Caserio is trying to call him, he is not going to pick up the phone?
Nah, he's not that tight.
Well, he wasn't, but for some reason, according to reports, he turned into that. Why is the question? I'm going to present some information, and I'm going to present some lab work that'll give you at least some evidence that this was camp motivated. Let's start with Brian Burney. This is Brian Burney. Let's start with the cut about his role. This was Brian Burney in a podcast with King Boris, one of the big names around here, talking about the role that he has with Deshaun Watson. Keep in mind that this is a guy who is supposed to be in charge of Deshaun Watson's business bookings. This is a guy who has, during the offseason, provided a sworn statement to Rusty Harden about the first accuser reaching out for a settlement. And he also was liking tweets calling the accusers gold diggers, saying that Cal McNair and the Texans framed Deshaun Watson, questioning the victims, some of the most ridiculous stuff you can imagine he was liking. And coincidentally, not, when we called him out last week, he unliked the tweets. Keep in mind, this is a guy that is Deshaun Watson's business manager that has a sworn message to Rusty Harden, and this guy is liking these tweets to the point where obviously someone told him to take those down. That doesn't sound like a guy that I would want in charge of my business, but what exactly does he do? This is Brian Burney, the arrogant jackass, according to Tony Busby. Tony Busby's words, not mine, maybe. Here is Brian Burney talking about what he does for Deshaun Watson.
Introduce yourself, what you do, how you started.
What do I do? I don't even know what I
do. Where you started?
The lines have been so blurred. I'd be like, oh, you do Deshaun's marketing, and I'm like, yeah. And like, oh, so what do you guys got going on? And sometimes I forget about the millions of dollars in endorsement deals, and I start talking about, oh, partnering with Saladin, we're doing this, we're doing that. And they're like, you do marketing? And I'm like, wow, kind of PR, kind of business relations, kind of be his best friend, a bit of everything. So I've kind of blurred the marketing manager role pretty heavily.
Okay, so best friend and PR. He just said right there that part of his role with Deshaun Watson is PR. If you claim that you're in charge of Deshaun Watson's PR, when he's facing 22 sexual assault allegations, do you think it's a good idea to be going on Twitter and liking conspiracy theories and liking people coming at the alleged victims? Do you think that's good PR, Figgy?
It's not, man.
And I think he agrees, and that's why he unliked it. But that's not all Brian Burney did this offseason, because Brian Burney is a native New Yorker. And this is Craig Carton, our friend out there at WFAN, talking about Deshaun Watson possibly coming to the Jets. Now, you didn't hear a damn thing from Deshaun Watson on the matter. But listen to who Craig Carton, and people talk in radio, so it's really kind of easy to know who this was. And Craig Carton actually tells you, all the drama, all the smoke about Miami, New York, it didn't come from Deshaun Watson. It came from Brian Burney.
I know that Deshaun Watson was in New York. I told you that on Friday.
Yes, yes.
And it trickled out over the weekend. My main man, Deshaun Watson's in town. I reached out or connected my tweet to the marketing agent. And I said, go get Deshaun Watson. He's in New York right now. The agent liked the tweet.
So that means Deshaun Watson's coming to the Jets.
Get me Deshaun.
Okay. Adding fuel to the fire.
That's not a good manager.
Increasing the drama. Public relations guy. Best friend, he said. That's proof right there. Here was Jim Trotter, one of the best NFL reporters there is. This was Jim Trotter talking to Rich Eisen. And you can tell Jim Trotter is talking to somebody from the Watson camp, and he is trying to build up the suspense. Here's Jim Trotter with Rich Eisen.
Once this thing is all done, you will hear from Deshaun Watson throughout this entire process. Let's just say it's being chronicled, okay? And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. That's a little bit cryptic. I mean, like, there's a crew that's shooting this right now? Is that what you're saying, behind the scenes? It's being chronicled?
You will hear from Deshaun Watson when this is all over. I better not go there. Or Rich.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me stop there. Yes, you are right. You are right.
This was camp motivated. And you've heard Jalen Ramsey say that this could be revolutionary. Jalen Ramsey has said, this Deshaun Watson, if he forces his way out of Houston, this could be revolutionary. He said that on Huddle and Flow. We'll hear that later on in the show. Who's Jalen Ramsey's agent? What team is he a part of? David Mulugeta and Athletes First. I'm telling you guys, I'm not saying that Deshaun Watson's going to be with the Houston Texans. I'm just telling you, if his mindset changes after everything going on and he does distance himself from certain members of his camp, which I think he should. I think David Mulugeta should still be his agent, but I think he should distance himself from the Brian Burneys, who've been just absolute liabilities in this whole situation. I think there's a chance Deshaun Watson plays again with the Houston Texans. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. But it's not my choice. The man who's going to make that choice is going to speak in 30 minutes. Let's hear everything Nick Caserio has had to say about Deshaun Watson up to this point. And let's look ahead, get the popcorn ready to what he will say today. Next.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Nick Caserio live in 20 minutes. Here's Cal McNair letting you know who you're about to hear from.
Nick is widely considered to be one of the most well-respected and successful personnel executives in the National Football League. He has over 20 years of experience building and sustaining championship-level teams and is committed to winning. Nick is intelligent, an incredibly hard worker, and believes in doing things the right way. That, among so many other reasons, is why he is here.
All right, that's Cal McNair introducing Nick Caserio, who you'll hear from less than 2 weeks from the draft in 19 minutes, live on the Odyssey app. Has Nick Caserio spoken with Deshaun Watson? It's kind of unclear as to whether or not that has happened. In my opinion, if that hasn't happened, I think that's a joke because I think you asked Tom Brady about Nick Caserio. You asked Cam Newton about Nick Caserio, who Deshaun Watson looks up to. I just think that this is a guy that you want to talk ball with. You want to talk football with. I mean, we've had to endure for 2 years basically a football idiot running the organization in King Bill. We've had to hear Jack Easterby try to talk like he's a personnel guy as well. It's nice to actually hear what a front office guy, regardless of what does or doesn't happen, and regardless of how much you want to minimize his accomplishments because of where he was in New England, he does sound like a general manager is supposed to sound like. And it just seems like Deshaun Watson would want to have a conversation with that guy regardless of how he or his camp feels. Here's Cecil Shorts yesterday talking about that. A conversation that should be had, Deshaun Watson and Nick Caserio.
If I was in that situation with my little small camp that I had, they would say, have a conversation. They would push the agenda, right, whether good or bad. So that agenda was being pushed. Don't communicate with anybody. But my issue comes with, you know, he had nothing to do with whatever's going on here. Whatever your issues are, talk to him. Get a feel for him. Because he had nothing to do with whatever the issues that you have with the team.
And I agree with that 100%. And if Deshaun Watson stays with the Texans, it's going to be Nick Caserio's decision. And if he leaves, it's going to be Caserio's decision as well. But let's hear what Nick Caserio has had to say publicly every time he has spoken about Deshaun Watson. I think this is an interesting case study. We're going to hear from Nick Caserio. I can damn sure guarantee you that in 17 minutes he will be asked about Deshaun Watson. But this was Nick Caserio back at his introductory press conference after Cal McNair introduced him so smoothly, talking about Deshaun Watson. This was the first thing Nick Caserio ever had to say about Deshaun Watson.
Organizationally, just want to reiterate our commitment to Deshaun Watson. He's had a great impact on this organization, a great impact on a lot of people, a great impact on this team. And we look forward to the opportunity to spend more time with him here this spring once we get started. And, you know, we have zero interest in trading the player. We have a great plan, a great vision for him and for this team and his role on our team. And we look forward to the opportunity to spend more time with him here this spring.
All right. Here's the follow-up on Deshaun Watson at Nick Caserio's introductory press conference. You just heard him say, unequivocally, we are not trading Deshaun Watson. He is going to be our quarterback. Now, this was before the legal stuff came to the forefront, but that was Nick Caserio definitively saying we are not trading Deshaun Watson. Here's the follow-up.
Yeah, he's our quarterback. And again, you know, once we have an opportunity to spend some time together, we'll further discussions. But can't tell you how much respect and admiration that I have for him, for who he is as a player and what he means to this franchise.
There you go. So 100% he's our quarterback. That's what Nick Caserio had to say. Now, shortly after that introductory press conference, Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast, they visited with Nick Caserio. And Seth Payne straight up asked Nick Caserio the question that we've been asking for a long time. This was off of the podium. Sometimes you get a more relaxed version of general managers. But minutes after he said, "We are not trading Deshaun Watson," Seth Payne asked Nick Caserio a question. And this is what the general manager of the Houston Texans, who you'll hear from in 15 minutes, had to say to Sean and Seth, who you hear 6 to 10 a.m. right here on Sports Radio 610.
Did Deshaun Watson request a trade?
Yeah, I would say, just to your question, Seth, anything on a personal basis, what a player says, what a player does, honestly, that's really more of a personal discussion. What's discussed, whether it's with the player or with the representative. I would say, just generally speaking, in the offseason, there's a lot of information flow, right? And we have these gaps, right, news cycles. Everybody is kind of looking for some information, looking for something where there's a lot of things that could happen, could not happen, a lot of hypotheticals, a lot of discussions about some things. And the reality is you're having discussions with a lot of different people. We've probably talked to literally every team in the league just relative to their roster situation. You can't really worry about so many things externally that are going on. You just have to be aware of them. And just really whatever conversations you have out of respect to the individual that you're having them with, they should stay there. And that's what we've tried to do as best we can.
All right. Translation. Yes. I think it's clear to say that Deshaun Watson did ask for a trade, but Nick Caserio not going to give you that information. But we've heard Nick Caserio. We're going through the things that Nick Caserio has said about Deshaun Watson shortly before he's live right here on Sports Radio 610. That was unequivocally, we are not trading Deshaun Watson, 100%. Now, since the standoff began, obviously a lot has happened. The legalities and the legal battle between Rusty Harden and Tony Busby and the 20-plus accusers of Deshaun Watson obviously is going to play a factor in how this situation is handled. This was Nick Caserio on Texans radio a couple weeks into the Deshaun Watson legal situation, talking about the legal stuff going on with Deshaun Watson.
Nick, I know you've answered a lot of questions about Deshaun Watson this offseason, and he's going through a very serious situation right now. I know the Texans are cooperating with the league, working with the league, but what can you tell us about that? How do you handle that as you build the 2021 Texans?
We're certainly cognizant and aware. We made a statement at the beginning about where the organization stood. I would say it's a legal situation. It's a legal process, so we're certainly respectful of that. We certainly take them very seriously. The allegations or what's been discussed are certainly troubling. And organizationally, that's not something that we can condone, that we condone those types of actions. But again, we'll let the legal process take care of itself. And however it's going to unfold, we'll certainly comply and do what we can to help and facilitate a resolution for everybody.
Okay. Very PC answer, but that's what Caserio had to say. I think the most in-depth dialogue that we've gotten from Nick Caserio about Deshaun Watson was when he sat down with his buddy Albert Breer. This was after the legal stuff, and this was after the standoff. This is the most transparent version of Nick Caserio we've gotten when it comes to Deshaun Watson.
Do you still view Deshaun Watson as the starting quarterback of the Houston Texans and plan for him to be the starting quarterback of the Texans in week one?
Yeah, a couple of things. Like you said, I think the legal process is kind of a separate entity. That's a pretty active situation. So, you know, we'll leave that to, you know, to the authorities from that perspective. I mean, we're kind of day to day with everything, with everybody. From the beginning, since I've taken the job to now, we've had a lot of change, and there's been a lot of activity. I would suspect, you know, as we work towards the start of training camp and into the regular season, that will continually have some adjustments and changes to the roster. What those look like, what that entails, not really sure. So at this point, we're just day to day. We're just kind of going through it one day at a time and trying to get ready for the next phase of potentially what we think is the offseason. So that's kind of what I would say just as it pertains to that situation.
Okay, you have said that Deshaun is your quarterback and you plan for Deshaun to be your quarterback. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, I think we'll take it one day at a time. You know, I think everything is pretty fluid here. And we'll adjust as we go. And ultimately, okay, I think we'll do what we feel is best for the Houston Texans organizationally.
Okay. So you'd be open to a trade?
I think ultimately we'll do what we feel is best for the organization.
Okay. Have you talked to him?
Yeah, I don't want to get into any comment about what conversations have taken place with players. I think I've talked to a lot of different players. You know, those conversations are private. And those conversations are to remain between the respective parties, and I think that's out of respect to everybody involved.
All right, so started out as Deshaun Watson's our quarterback. The legal stuff, obviously, not in the control of the Texans. There was no condemning. It was basically a let the process play out. And then he talks with Albert Breer, and Albert Breer asks him about a trade. Seems a little bit more open to it, has the same stance legally, but it will be interesting now, 13 days away from the NFL draft, when Nick Caserio is live right here on Sports Radio 610, what he has to say about that, and what the hell is he going to say about the draft? I'm intrigued, because this is not a normal draft. This is not a normal draft situation. You're not drafted until the third round. So a lot of stuff can happen between then and now. Hell, a trade of Deshaun Watson could even happen. I'm sure he's going to be asked about that right here. So you don't want to miss that. But that's everything that he's had to say up to this point. A firm stance, Deshaun's not going anywhere. Followed by, maybe there's a chance that Deshaun Watson gets traded. Who knows? Nick Caserio meeting with the media very, very shortly. A lot of questions that he's going to be asked. One of the questions that I want to know is, who's going to get that first question? John McClain's on a 5-game losing streak. Is John McClain going to get that first question back?
No idea.
Well, I would say the odds increased over the weekend, but I still got to wonder, is John McClain going to get that first question?
I don't think so.
He says it doesn't bother him. It'd be interesting to see if old McClain sticks his chest out and all of a sudden has that first question. First question's got to be about Deshaun, though, right?
Yes.
It has to be.
Yes.
100%. You can't be asking about draft needs first. It's got to be Deshaun.
Depending on who asked the question first.
No, it doesn't matter who asks it. If your hand's up, you can adjust accordingly. But if your hand's up, your first question has to be about Deshaun Watson.
What do you think about that?
Berman, if you don't ask that question, you are dead to me. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Football Friday. Nick Caserio, live. From down the street, next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.